Guts check. 1-2-1-2. Guts check, Heat Nation. How we feeling, baby? One day after the Miami Heat defeat the Chicago Bulls to advance to the first round, where they will face the Boston Celtics. Now, I know what everyone is saying. They're saying the Celtics got one of the best built rosters of all time, with the best offensive rating of all time and the best defensive rating of all time. But you know what everyone said last year? They said the Miami Heat had a 3% chance of taking down that team. And that's exactly what we did. Now, one big difference, I will admit, the elephant in the room right here is last year the Miami Heat had a Jimmy Butler, and this year they do not. But if the Heat did have Jimmy Butler this season, you better believe that I'd pick them to defeat the Boston Celtics in round one. But I will admit, I'll be truthful here, without Jimmy Butler, the Heat are still going to bust that ass. You know why? I'll tell you why. I actually have 5 reasons why the Miami Heat will defeat the Boston Celtics in round one this year, and let's get to it. So, reason number one is Bam Adebayo, who consistently, year after year, has these memorable moments where he dominates that team. We'll go all the way back to 2020 in his first matchup versus Celtics, where he averaged 22-11-5. He was the best player in that series. You remember that? You remember there was that reporter that said him and Daniel Tice was a wash? Well, all Kristaps Porzingis is a 7'4 Daniel Tice. That's all I see. But Bam Adebayo was the best player in that series. We can go to the next time he faced the Celtics in the postseason, was 2022. Bam wasn't as great that year, only averaged 15 points per game. But if y'all remember, there was that game 3 after Jimmy Butler got hurt. We saw Bam play the Celtics without Jimmy. And what did Bam do as the number one option? He finished that game with 31-10-6. And then also in that game 7, which the Heat ended up losing the game 7. Also, you remember the Jimmy pull up 3 in transition, whatever. Bam did finish with 25-11 in that game 7. So he's shown that he has had moments versus this team. Even if overall in the series he wasn't great, he's shown that he has had moments where he can dominate. And again, especially that game 3 without Jimmy Butler, was that game they won. So we already know Bam Adebayo can lead this team to victory versus against the Celtics without Jimmy Butler. We can go ahead to last year, 2023, where once again, Bam wasn't great, but he did have 22-17-9 in game 2 in Boston. So just another moment to add to his legacy versus that bum-ass team from New England. So we know Bam can dominate that team. Not only can he dominate that team, he has played extremely well historically versus Kristaps Porzingis. Bam, in their last 5 matchups, we just picked arbitrary last 5 matchups because both guys are different players. They're, you know, Porzingis has been on different teams. But in their last 5 games, Bam has averaged 24-10 versus Porzingis. And one of those was a 38-point outburst. So we've seen him kill Porzingis. We know Bam can dominate Al Horford's slow ass. Al Horford's a good player, don't get me wrong, but he was a good player. The man's a dinosaur fossil now. And let me show some respect to my elders here, because Nick Batum's old ass just killed the Heat, but that's a different story. We're going to see a lot of Al Horford matched up with Bam Adebayo, and we haven't got aggressive Bam over the last couple games here, but especially in that last game versus the Bulls yesterday, we didn't need it. In the last game, the game before that versus 76ers, Bam was a heavy part of the defense, obviously guarding a Joel Embiid. Well, the Celtics don't have Joel Embiid. Bam Adebayo will be free to carry the offensive load, and he's going to take advantage of that slow-ass team, especially now that Bam's shooting threes. Pulled a couple corner threes yesterday, top of the key threes. Al Horford, you got to come out and guard that. What do you think Bam Adebayo is going to do when Al Horford's guarding him 23 feet from the hoop? He's going to blow past his slow ass. Cook him. Bam Adebayo is the first reason why the Miami Heat will defeat the Boston Celtics. Reason number 2 is Caleb Martin. Last year, Celtics fans might have not heard of Caleb Martin. Well, this year, they got no excuse. And I understand I'm primarily basing this off one playoff series, but it was a 7-game sample size in which we saw Caleb average 19-6. Should have won ECF Finals, the MVP of that series, in my opinion, but it went to Jimmy. I'm cool with that, too. But listen, Caleb Martin has the Celtics fans in a chokehold. Mentally, If Caleb comes out, let's say, he's going to start next game, right? If Caleb comes out and hits his first three, what the hell do you think is going to be going on in all the Celtics fans' mind and Bill Simmons' bum-ass mind sitting there in the crowd going, it's probably going to be his reaction, ugly ass? What do you think is going to go on in Joe Mazzulla's mind and the rest of the roster's mind? They're going to say, oh, damn, here we go again. And sometimes players just play well against certain teams for reasons that cannot be explained. There is a reason that we have the phrase random scrub heat killer. Why does Malik Monk, I know Malik Monk has become a real player recently, but earlier in his career when he was kind of just a, you know, 10th man off the bench, why did he dominate the Heat every time they played? Why did Terrence Ross kill the Heat every time he played? It's because some guys play better in certain matchups, and it gets to the point where it gets in Caleb Martin's head too. I don't know if he can explain it, but he says, oh, we're playing the Celtics, and he just cooks. It cannot be explained. Even to a lower level, playing pickup basketball. Do y'all have any matchups? Like when you out there on the court and you got one guy that you see out there, for some reason, every time you play him, you kill him. It can't be explained, but you get on fire. Happens to me. There's a few of them. One of them is named Thomas Akuna. But aside from that point, it's just it gets in the head. And if Caleb Martin can get off to a hot start, watch out, Boston. Not to mention that we've seen Caleb also have some pretty decent games without Jimmy Butler as well. But moving on to reason number three, why the Miami Heat will beat the Celtics is Haywood Highsmith. I know a lot on this channel, I talk fast and I've called him Hayward Highsmith, and people have told me to correct that. Well, I will now, because Haywood Highsmith has earned my ultimate respect, not only of what he's done this season and especially of recently, shooting the skin off the ball, playing phenomenal defense, but it's what he's done historically versus Jason Tatum. I found this article from last year from Anthony Chang, you know, the Miami Heat beat reporter, and he had said that last season, in the regular season, Tatum was shot 2 of 14. That's 14%. And his field goals when guarded by Haywood Highsmith. And then I found this tweet from Barry Jackson that he just posted today, where he said, going back into last year's playoffs, Tatum made just 5 of his last 23 shots when guarded by Haywood Highsmith. Jason Tatum is the head of the snake. And when you cut off the head of the snake, things get a lot harder for that team to succeed. And yeah, I don't care if they got a Haywood Highsmith or a Jaylen Brown or a Drew Holiday. We saw what Jimmy did to Drew Holiday, right? I ain't scared. People talk about Drew Holiday like he's an elite defender. Not based off what I've seen. I don't know. I've seen Jimmy Butler point to that man and say, I own you on your head. So they got that guy in Drew Holiday. We got a Haywood Highsmith, baby, who consistently locks down Jason Tatum. Again, we're talking about a mental game here. What happens when Jason Tatum misses his first shot on Haywood Highsmith? It's going to be in his head. And even if Tatum does score, Haywood Highsmith makes it hard for him. You better believe it. And in a playoff series where that team is top heavy and Tatum's going to have to play a ton of minutes, if he has to work to get all of his shots in the first three quarters, come fourth quarter, he's going to have those dead legs. And we know last season, there was like 3 straight games, didn't even have a field goal in the fourth quarter. Maybe we see the same thing again this year. Reason number 4 why the Heat will beat the Celtics is Eric Spoelstra. You cannot state the importance of having an elite coach come postseason. Because in the playoffs, it's maybe 50% the roster that you have out there. But the other 50% is game planning. And there is not a better game planner, in-game adjuster, between-game adjuster than Eric Spoelstra. And on top of all of that, he's not Joe Mazzulla. That alone is reason enough to have faith in this Miami Heat team. Joe Mazzulla is not experienced. We saw him last year in that Game 7. Couldn't do nothing to stop what the Miami Heat were doing. And that game was a rout. Eric Spoelstra has seen every single situation and scenario that can happen in the game of basketball in his time of coaching over the last decade plus. He's had big three super teams. He's had bottom of the barrel scraps. He's had a load of undrafted guys. He's had one star led by, you know, with defensive teams and offensive teams. He's seen everything. He's been down 3-0. He's been up 3-0. He's almost blown 3-0s. He's seen everything. And that experience is invaluable in the postseason. he will not be shook. He leads by example, and therefore his team will not be shook. You listen to him talk in the locker room after that win versus the Bulls yesterday. And he talks about how he's proud of this team because they earned it. You can't buy your way into the postseason. They earned it. And he doesn't give a damn who the hell's on the roster. We have enough. That's the mantra. And the team hears that. And they feel the ultimate respect from their head coach. And they go out and play accordingly. Unlike a guy like Doc Rivers. Oh, our star guy was hurt. Oh, the officiating didn't let us win. Oh, you know how disrespectful it is to your roster? When they hear you complain about your top guys being hurt. Because all that does is tell the rest of your team that you don't think they're good enough. Eric Spoelstra's going out there with a half his lineup, no Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson hobble, no Jimmy Butler, and he still thinks his team's going to win. Guys like Tyler Hero hear that. Guys like Bam hear that. The guys who wouldn't even be playing otherwise, like DeLon Wright, hear that. And say, my coach, trust me, I'm going to go out there and not let him down. Because all these guys have the utmost confidence. And that leads us into point number 5, why the Heat will win this series, which is they have a bunch of dogs. Yeah, the Celtics might go out and build a roster based off talent, which is smart in theory. But if you got all that talent, but in the postseason you fold because you don't got that dog mentality, then what good is it? Because the Miami Heat not only build a roster on talent, but they will not sign you to this team if you are not a part of the Heat culture. If you don't have that dog in you. That's why they have all these undrafted guys that step up in the biggest moments. We saw, like, in years past, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, Duncan Robinson, after being out of the rotation all the last regular season, came into the postseason because they needed him. And he cooked the Boston Celtics because he's strong mentally. I don't know. And a lot of that's instilled from the coach, but that's also how they were brought up. That's why the Miami Heat loved these guys. And in the postseason, where it's an ultimate grind, your bodies are dead. We see who's the last one standing. And the conditioning and the mental fortitude that every single player on this Miami Heat roster has is the reason that they will outlast the Boston Celtics. We heard Nate Robinson on the OGs podcast just last week with UD and Mike Miller, their podcast over there. He had said that the Celtics should win in theory, right? You see their record. But even he said the Celtics don't have that dog in them. He's an unbiased watcher. He's got no stake in the Heat. If anything, he played for the Celtics. You'd think he'd have some more faith in them. But even an outside perspective like that can see that the Celtics don't have what it takes. I mean, you look at Jaylen Brown. We know he's got no left hand. He's never worked to make it better. Eric Spoelstra exploits that. And I just know that when these Heat guys are given the opportunity to step up, they will perform. And without Jimmy Butler, what better opportunity to do it? Didn't even mention Jaime Jaquez, rookie, coming out in a do-or-die game yesterday, dropping 21-6-6 because his star players hurt. Nikola Jovic, the kid is 20 years old, went from the G League earlier this season to be the starting power forward on a roster, getting substantially better in the middle of a season, defensively, offensively, chased down blocking dudes yesterday, stretching the floor. What's Porzingis going to do with that? That remains to be seen. Listen, I'm not here to hope traffic or sunshine pump. And if you watch the YouTube short I just posted with my official playoff predictions, I may or may not have picked the Miami Heat. But after I posted that, I started sitting there and thinking that every time the Miami Heat are counted out, that's when they perform their best. So who am I to count the Miami Heat out? I will never bet against this team ever again for as long as they have this current build, at least, I'll say. Do want to say, hope Jimmy Butler can get healthy soon. We didn't hear the grade of his sprain, but best case scenario, he misses like 10 to 14 days, I heard, which kind of puts you early in the second round. So if the Heat do win this series, maybe we could see Jimmy back, and then the league is in deep, deep trouble. Terry Rozier should be out, unfortunately, too. You would have loved to have him because obviously they could use his scoring, and, you know, he played for the Celtics before. Could have had a little bit of a revenge series, but they have, I guess, what they're calling neck spasms, and he's still at least a week away, with a week-to-week being his designation. So we'll continue to monitor those guys. We'll see what happens. But most importantly, comment your thoughts down below on what you think will happen in this series versus the Boston Celtics. Who do you have winning? How many games? Let me know. I'll be reading all your comments down below. Make sure to like and subscribe because I do genuinely appreciate each and every single one of you a lot. Let's go Heat, baby. Peace out.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fetch. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.